I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she found the perfect house, but quickly realized the house didn't want her there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories. So if you have one, share it with us. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. All you got to do is become a premium subscriber. You can do it through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy Gordon, how's everything today?
Well, it's going really good. I'm thinking about perfect house, thinking, have I ever lived in my perfect house?
I have. I'm living in it right now.
You're living in it right now. I suppose I have. Here and there in my life, lived in really good places.
You know, it's so funny because once I moved into this house, and I've told this story before, I walked in the first time I looked at it, maybe 4 or 5 steps, and it was this overwhelming sensation of, I want to live here. This is it.
And I know I had to make you go look at another house or two.
Well, because, well, and I only did because I'm like, is it stupid to buy a house when you haven't looked at any others?
And I said, yes.
Uh-huh. And so did the realtor. So mm-hmm. we looked at some other houses the next day, but, and you met me here and we looked at this one first. And then we went and looked at other houses and we were like, no.
Yeah. After two other houses, we both went.
We didn't even look at the third one.
The first one's it. Let's just go back. There's no sense wasting any more time.
I know. So it's kind of weird. I bought that first house I looked at, but I knew 100% as soon as I walked in, this was the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and mm-hmm. so I do feel like I'm living in the perfect house now. But this house, it's bad.
Ooh,
when
really?
The house is telling you things.
Oh.
So let's get to this story because it's pretty good.
Okay.
So it says, once upon a time, I was 23. My ex-fiance and I were on a mission to snag the perfect house for our little family. Him, our adorable three-year-old daughter, and yours truly. I took on the role of the house hunter extraordinaire. My task, scour the neighborhoods, inspect houses, and deliver a verdict to my fiancé on whether a place was worth it. Let me tell you, I combed through a lot of homes in the area. Most were fixer-uppers or had owners thinking their property was made of gold. No thanks. Then my realtor called me. She had a lead on a big old house that just hit the market. It ticked all the right boxes. Massive, old, just how I like them, and miraculously within the budget that I had set. The next afternoon, we went to look at the property. It was nestled at the end of a quiet road. It was three stories without even counting the attic or basement. That's
wow.
big. That's big.
Yeah.
Excitement fluttered in my chest like 1,000 butterflies. So that's interesting. So she sees the place and she's like just looking at it and it's like, aha, this is it. So as we went around the back to enter, an eerie feeling washed over me like someone was tracking our every move from a distant window. Shrugging it off, we stepped inside. I scooped up my daughter to prevent any toddler-induced chaos, but that peculiar unease lingered. The realtor guided us through the ground floor with fireplaces, spacious living room, and a kitchen that seemed tailor-made for me. I was so excited. Then we went upstairs. That peculiar sensation returned. A phantom force seemed to nudge at my chest, urging me to leave. Ignoring the ghostly shove, my excitement pushed me forward. At the first landing, a voice echoed in my head, whispering, "Please leave." Oh, maybe I should do it this way.
Please leave.
Because that makes it
yes.
scarier.
Okay.
Yeah. So she said,
if I'd heard that, I would have turned around and said, yeah, let's go.
Now that's just in her mind. I just added scary sound effects. So it's just in her mind. I brushed off the suggestion and went up to the second floor where I was in sheer awe. The bedrooms were palatial, closets were walk-in dreams, and a Victorian clawfoot bathtub graced the bathroom. It was a vision. Once again, the voice said,
"I said, please leave."
Unfazed, I replied with a firm no and ventured up to the third floor. It was a marvel. Expansive bedrooms and yet another grand bathroom. The master bedroom was on the right and it drew me in, but as I crossed the threshold, a wave of dread and panic washed over me. Composing myself, I looked around the room, a spacious closet to the left, to the right, a door that was so small, it made me at 5'2" and 115 pounds feel like a giant. That would be a really small old door.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, those little glass doors, they creep me out. We grew up with one of those. It wasn't good. Curiosity led me to inquire about the door's mystery. The realtor, mystified herself, offered no answers. Bravely, I swung open the door, only to be met with an overpowering sense of dread and an odd energy in the air. Behind the door, a narrow hallway unfolded, barely larger than the door itself. Despite the inner voice urging me to leave and the escalating unease, I pressed on. At the end of the passage, a small room revealed itself, housing an ancient teacher's chair in its center. My mind screamed, "Is this some kind of freaking torture room?" With my gut churning and the inner voice now a deafening shout, panic set in. I hastily exited the room, reaching the stairs just in time to hear a stern warning.
"I warned you."
I raced down to the second floor landing. The realtor, wide-eyed, stared at me as if I was a character in a horror movie. The terror etched on my face spoke volumes, and in a matter of seconds, that fear morphed into utter terror. The booming voice commanded,
"I told you to get the F out."
It kind of cracks me up that it was that I told you to get the F out. It's like, I'm running as fast as I can, and then you hear,
"I told you to get the F out."
And I'd be like, "What did you just say?" I'm getting the F out. Just hold your horses.
So in that one room, there was just that chair?
It was in that like little, she went in through the doorway.
Mm-hmm. Right, and there was through that little door.
That's what it said.
And down that little weird hallway, but then there's the room.
A
and
small
that's all
room
that was in there, right?
Yeah, a small room revealed itself, housing an ancient teacher's chair in its center.
That's so creepy.
So then the booming voice, "I told you to get the F out." And suddenly, an unseen force shoved me from behind, nearly sending me tumbling down the stairs with my daughter in my arms. Now, that
yeah, I was just
going to
say,
off.
Isn't she holding her daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That makes me mad. Terrified, I sprinted out of the house, the realtor hot on my heels, clamoring for an explanation. Evading her questions, I practically tossed my daughter into her car seat. I rushed around to the driver's side and jumped in. As I peeled away, I stole a glance at the master bedroom window, only to lock eyes with an old, ghastly-looking man peering back at me. Unsurprisingly, the realtor never dialed my number again. My ex and I, undeterred by the ghostly encounter, opted to build a brand new, supernatural-free home. And that, my friends, concludes the chilling tale. As a newfound enthusiast of the show, I've got heaps of catching up to do. Thanks for all the stories, Mandy.
Oh my gosh,
so creepy. Mandy.
So the realtor's standing there in the driveway and doing like, "I'll take that's a no."
Like, what? What? It's interesting too.
We might be able to talk him down a little.
What is it?
You know, the realtor's like, "I'll take a 10% instead of 8%. Like,
I mean, it's interesting too that they would go into this old house, but that person didn't pick up on any of this, obviously. But she sure
seemed
was
totally, you know, confused as to what she's doing and running out and leaving. But from what I took it in the story, the realtor didn't go down that hall, did they?
I don't think it said either way. Let me look back.
Because maybe the realtor had no idea what was down in that little hall and saw that, didn't see that room. And yeah, that's just a really creepy little room. I just don't know why you have one chair in a room unless it's to put somebody on that chair and make them be away from everybody else. That's really
weird. It's almost like you've opened the door. You saw the ancient teacher's chair. Get out. What is it about
it's weird.
That?
Like, whoever lived there and had that house, they just left that chair there.
Well, maybe they couldn't get it out of the tiny little door. Or maybe it was like, well, there's a chair, but it ain't hurting nothing. And she was having that feeling even before she saw the chair.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what was it? Somebody just sat in the chair in the little room?
Well, yeah. Or was somebody like punishing somebody like a child and making them be in that room by themselves for hours or something? Or gosh, you just don't know. Like, all kinds of stories spring to my mind of what kind of awful thing could happen with just a chair in an empty room.
But man, they did not like her. Whatever that was, it's like, get out, get out, get out, get out. And it would be kind of like that. Like, what did I do? You know, the realtor's not experiencing anything. Why me? Why do you hate me so much? Like, what did I ever do? I think that's interesting.
I do.
And
too,
would anybody have ever been welcome in a house like that? I doubt it.
Yeah.
My guess is whoever ended up buying it is still dealing with get the F out of here.
And she saw that the old man in the window on the way out.
Jesus. After that experience, I'd be like, okay, we're going to build a house.
Yeah.
Let's make sure there's nothing buried underneath. There's no old cemetery or anything. We're going to try our best.
Yeah.
Because that's the way she, that was the dream house.
I'm going into one more house after that deal.
That was her dream house. She wanted that kind of old house.
Yeah.
Ugh. Here is our next story.
Okay.
To start off, I must say, your podcast really changed my perspective on the paranormal. Even though I used to believe that ghosts and entities were all tall tales and hogwash. But when I listened to the first episode, I realized I've been experiencing a haunting of my own. To begin, this started when I was about 5 or 6 years old, and by this, I mean hearing voices. I know the first time I was sitting in my bedroom on my bed, you know, doing typical kid stuff. From what I can remember, my family was outside, my family, which is my father, mother, and older sister, and then I heard a man's voice saying something. Now, I don't know what it was he said, but it was like he said it really fast, and it was all gibberish to me. I never told my parents. It's not like they wouldn't have believed me anyway. Sure, I did weird stuff, but I never had an imaginary friend, and we didn't have neighbors near enough to have caused it. I never really thought about it until recently, when I started hearing the voices again. When I was about 13, I moved to Texas, and we had just gotten a house, and we were pretty settled in. A few months later, trying to fall asleep, I was just laying there in my bed towards my closet. It was about 9 or 10 o'clock at night. Then I heard what left me shaking. Right under my bed, I heard a horrible girl's scream. The scream and me were filled with fear. I didn't know what it was, but I just laid there trying not to move. I didn't sleep that night. And then about 3 months later, almost exactly the same scenario. I couldn't sleep, so I was laying there, back facing the closet, and I heard the exact same voice I heard when I was around 6 years old whisper, "Hey," right behind me. Let me tell you, I have never been so scared in my life because I knew when I turned around, there would be nothing there. Since telling everyone, I encountered the what I christened my eyes and fears. I like that. That's cute.
That's good.
I get that. My eyes and fears. Would take forever. I'll just say the voice happens again over and over sometimes saying, "Hey," in the same male or female voice. And there was also gibberish. But to add to the nightmare, weird things started happening to go along with it. First, I started hearing tapping on the walls at night. And one time I heard tapping on my window. Now, that might sound like a tree branch, but the problem was the tree was too far to touch the window. And there's a screen on it. So something was in my bedroom tapping on the window. Also, when I went to cook, I would not turn my back toward the door. It didn't matter if it was open or closed. It just sent chills down my spine. I refused to go near it when I was all by myself. And my sister's room gives me the creeps. Plus, I started having nightmares constantly for the past years. And I know this ain't my family causing it. Me and my sister live on the second floor, but my sister left home a year ago, and I'm leaving soon too. And my dad doesn't sound like the man. I mean, this stuff was right in my room, and no one does pranks in our family. I don't know what the hell it is, but if you could help with my eyes and fears, that would be appreciated. Thanks for the podcast. Help me realize what was happening and I wasn't losing my mind. I don't know. You have any good advice on that?
Well, you know, now I have had a voice kind of off and on throughout my life too. And mine's always the same man. I always, you know, here, but it happens just sort of at pivotal times that I'll get something that's important will be said. But also, I do know what you're talking about, that occasionally I'll hear somebody just say my name. I know you've had that experience too, or even like a, hey, mm-hmm. something. And I turn around and look and expect somebody to be there and there's nobody there. And just kind of to get my attention. I have always thought that it was it's somebody that's kind of my guardian, protector spirit.
Now, except for the girl screaming, that doesn't feel like
that one
at
I
all.
Can't help with. Yeah, that one is something completely different. But I think just if you're going to hear a voice or something, because we've talked about like the gibberish sometimes. We've talked about people hearing whispers that you can't make out. And it just kind of sounds gibberishy. You know, maybe it's kind of along that line. And I always think when that happens, maybe you've kind of tapped into another dimension of some sort and you're actually hearing other people's voice thoughts, maybe things they're saying, that you're kind of tuning into the great collective consciousness of people. So it's a possibility. Nobody's actually in the room with you. You're just able to tap into the universe, you know?
Do you think that it would help to, you know, because we've had lots of stories like this, and I always think it's a good idea. The kind of putting your foot down and saying, look, not okay. I want you to leave me alone. You don't get to come up behind me and say, hey, please respect that I'm in this world, you're in that.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is fine if, and I think especially if you aren't feeling good about it. But like I said, you know, the one I get, I feel like they're there to help me out.
I'm not feeling so on this story. I don't feel like this is good.
You don't feel like it's good. Mm-mm.
I think it bothers her, and she, you know, the tapping on the windows, the voices. Yeah. She's just afraid to have, you know. Look mm-hmm. at the door in the kitchen, screaming. Like,
yeah,
none of it feels good.
I don't think it would hurt. I don't think it would hurt one thing to say, you know, back off. I can't have you in my space. You know, you need to move on and go, you know.
And what about having a conversation with her family? Saying, has anybody had any weird things happen in this house? Besides mm-hmm. me, is it something that she's keeping to herself and assuming that nobody else is having weird experiences? Maybe they are, because she said she didn't like her sister's room. It gave her the creeps.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
maybe have a conversation. And then I'd be really curious, once she does move out, if it'll stop. If it is connected to the house.
Yeah, I definitely would. If it's something that's house related, yeah.
You know, yeah. Maybe
I think that's always good if you live with other people to throw it out there and just say, you know, does anyone else feel kind of creeped out sometimes or whatever? And once again, don't lead them. Don't give them all. Don't show them all your cards immediately. Let them talk and see that, because you don't want to put words in somebody else's mouth. Let them tell you about their experiences. Then you can kind of compare them to yours.
It is an awkward conversation, though. At the risk of coming across as quite crazy, I've been hearing voices.
You don't even have to say that. Just say, you know, sometimes I'm just kind of nervous or uncomfortable in this house. Is anybody else that way?
Yeah.
Like, I just feel something weird. And see if anybody else says, you know, sometimes I do too. And then you can kind of compare notes.
So, yeah,
everybody might turn around and go, no, why? We're all fine, you know, and in which case you go, okay, you know, just wondering, just sometimes I feel uncomfortable or a little nervous here, you know.
Or even start with your sister mm-hmm. and say, hey, your room really gives me the creeps. What about you? Does it give you the creeps
too? Yeah, does it ever bother you?
Because it's a creepy ass bedroom.
And it may just be you're the one sensitive person. You know, in the house that can, you know, feel some of these things.
Of course, there's always the one.
There's always the one.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call them in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get an ad-free version of the show. With that, you'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Just become a premium subscriber. You can do it through Apple Podcasts. You can also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.